Yeah.
This is Dr. Subhadra Jekyll asking for a patient, Wayne, W-E-Y-N-E, Wayne, Arujo, I-R-A-U-J-O. Date of birth is 1-6-1973. Indicated procedure with colon cancer screening. Special remark, this is on the result. Dr. Chandra, patient, I'm sure blood pressure, patient, my cousin, I'm pretty sure, 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 The tummy area was intubated. Patient adequately prepped colon. The tummy area was normal. I saw the inflammatory changes, moderate inflammatory changes noted in the cecum and right colon with inflammatory changes. Raised suspicions because the patient may have underlying colitis. Could there be non-specific colitis with inflammatory boundaries? Multibiopsy taken for the histological diagnosis. If you also have a segmental sigma colon inflammatory changes also, which was also biopsied. But I did the biopsy, rest of the colon, right, ascending colon, transverse colon, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Rectum appeared to be unremarkable. No colonoscopy or negative colon cancer screening. Random central hemorrhage. Random biopsy taken for the colon were microscopic inflammation, and also biopsy of the sigma colon and the ascending and the cecum was done to rule out inflammatory changes, which was to see if it's consistent with the endoscopic finding. hemorrhage was noted. Finding number one, colonoscopy up to the cecum and tummy ileum. Number two, tummy ileum goes look normal. Number three, patient has a proximal, patient has ascending colon and the cecum appear to be moderate inflammation. And also segmental sigma colon appear to be in moderate inflamed also. Raising suspicion for the patient undiagnosed Crohn's disease or inflammatory bowel disease or non-specific colitis. rectum appeared to be unremarkable. Random biopsy taken for colon and microscopic inflammation, and the biopsy was sigma colon and the ascending and cecum was done to rule out colon disease or ulcerative colitis. Recommendation: away from the biopsy is the metrium. Just start empirically a patient on mesalamine, which is Lialda, 1.2 gram BID, and we give him a short course of prednisone, 20 milligram. Q daily. Away from the biopsy, it comes out positive for inflammatory changes, and also if the patient has diarrhea, then recommend start the patient a short course of the prednisone, 20 milligram for 5 days, 15 milligram for five days, 10 milligram for 5 days, and 5 milligram for 5 days. And also recommend patient have a Prometheus study done and a CT enterogram. This Prometheus study and CT enterogram of fecal calprotectin. This will establish the diagnosis of patient underlying Crohn's disease or inflammatory bowel disease. Avoid NSAIDs depending on the biopsy to show, then recommend the repeat colonoscopy in about 6 months following intervention. Please send a copy to patient primary care provider, copy Dr. Padamsari. Their procedure was October 8th to 22nd, October 8th to 22nd, patient's obviously no complication.